Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
My next guest knows great fame and fortune, but doesn't really worry about it. In her frequently dizzying world of show business, she doesn't even worry about rejection, and there's a lot of that there. Laura Michelle Kelly has starred in more than 400 productions of Mary Poppins. She was dubbed the best since Julie Andrews, beating Emma Thompson and Kate Winslet for the coveted role. She's been headhunted by musical giants Andrew Lloyd Webber and Cameron McIntosh for productions ranging from Beauty and the Beast, Les Mis, Mamma Mia and Fiddler on the Roof. On top of all that, she performed in front of US President Barack Obama and First Lady Michelle for 4th of July celebrations. Now, Laura's spreading her wings, starring in a very today kind of film with a strong Aussie flavour, Goddess, in the cinemas from this coming Thursday. It's about a housewife wired into literally the World Wide Web and forced to pick between fame, fortune and family. She stars alongside Ronan Keating and Magda Zimbanski. Alongside her enormous success and rave reviews, Laura is truly humble about it all, down to earth, and she says she lives every day for Jesus Christ. And I'm so pleased to say she's agreed to join us on Open House. Laura Michelle Kelly, welcome.
Oh, I feel very welcome. I'm happy to be with you.
It's great to have you with us. My guess is with your promoting the film and being here for the film, you've been enjoying it in Australia.
Oh, I love Australia. I've been here like for the last five years. I'd come here for like 5-6 weeks to just rest and for Colour Conference and Hillsong Conference, which is obviously my church community is Hillsong from London and New York and in Sydney. So I'm happy to be here and support them and be part of that.
You're on a special link with Colour Conference, haven't you? That's meant a lot to you.
Yeah, Colour Conferences have saved my life. About 7 or 8 years ago, I was dealing with a very difficult divorce and breakup and devastated by it all. And I walked into Colour Conference and I was part of a huge crowd of women. And there was a man that stood on stage and apologised on behalf of all the men that have hurt you, which is only one tiny part of Colour Conference, is about healing and restoration as a segment of it. I completely felt healed and part of a sisterhood of women, and I didn't feel that women were competition anymore, but part of my family, and that I had a responsibility to be a part of that. And yeah, it changed my life. And I go every single year now, and I've been part of it and been part of the serving in the sense of performing for people and entertaining, and that has been one of the joys of my life.
And you're here just to drink it in this time?
This time I'm here promoting the movie Goddess, which I had a privilege to be part of. And at the same time, the very next day after on my movie premiere, is the beginning of Colour Conference One. So I'm so excited about both things.
Yeah. Tell us about the plot line for Goddess. As I said, it's a very today kind of film, isn't it?
It's about a housewife who's at home and she's missing her husband. He's off saving the whales and always is. So she's raising her two twin boys, almost like a single mother, obviously still very much in love with her husband, but she is also dealing with a midlife crisis, wondering if she's missed the boat. And she decides to have self-express through a webcam to make a connection with an audience or someone. And she starts singing, and she lives in her imaginary land in her head, and in reality she's just singing in her kitchen. So it's a really fun film, and the kids are obviously 4 years old and they're hilarious in the movie. And they would show up on set and be like, they were just coming to play games. That's how we played it. The family said they didn't want the kids to know they're in a movie, and we didn't. We were just playing games every day.
What a treat. But she ends up being exposed in front of the rest of the world.
Yeah, she ends up being in front of, she gets sent to Sydney by some corporate woman who is played by Magda Zimbanski. That's the character called Cassandra, discovers her and brings her to Sydney, and she leaves her twins behind with a babysitter.
It's a very strong Aussie cast, and being here, that must have been a treat, actually.
It's a completely Australian movie, which is an honour to be part of, and the script has always been an English girl in Australia, because it kind of emphasises the isolation and the fact that she doesn't have any friends here yet. But by the end, I think it's a good work-life balance that she's trying to discover, and she makes big mistakes. Like, she sacrifices things for fame, and she realises she made a mistake. I think during the film, you'll see it's a good journey.
Are there ways in which you are able to, through your experience in this business, connect with the dilemmas Elspeth has?
Absolutely. I completely agree. Have had these dilemmas and made bad mistakes in the whole journey of is this my career, is this what I'm supposed to do, and what have I sacrificed in the process, and what is a good sacrifice to make, who am I doing it for? It's all this sort of dilemma you have in the journey of life, like, are my reasons actually right to be doing this? And yeah, it's a really good journey to talk about. I think it's really important for especially Christians in entertainment to remember what we're here for and what we're doing it for and who we're doing it for. And I think that's a good question to ask.
For all of us, you've been very open and very public about your faith and not afraid to talk about it, clearly confident enough in that faith in God, in yourself, to be able to be so publicly identified.
I'm not really that confident in me, actually, to be honest. I'm more confident about who God is, that he loves me, and that I have made big mistakes in my life, and that even though I have, he'll still use me, which may always surprises me, but that's his grace. You know, I don't always talk about it in interviews, but knowing you're a Christian radio is so nice to just, you do talk free. And to be honest, I love Jesus. I can't help it. There are some people in the world that literally it's unprofessional for them to talk about their faith, and they're hoping for an opportunity and it doesn't come. So I mean, I'm very honoured that from a very young age everyone's known I go to church, and it's just always been out there.
I've often noticed in media, which is not show business, but there are lots of commonalities, that when someone finds out about faith, sometimes there's of course hostility or doubt or ridicule, but more times than you imagine there are people who quietly yearn for something similar to what you've got. Has that been your experience?
Everybody's searching. In the Bible it says eternity is in the heart of every man. And even if someone doesn't know that or think that, they're still searching for something. Everyone's searching. Even Christians. We're Christians, but we're searching. We still need the answer every day.
Yes.
And we don't know the answers all the time. And everyone's searching. And looking to create something too. I think that's why we all try and make things and create new things, and why we're all looking for the new thing, because I think God's of the new.
With your enormously successful career so far in music and show business, can you remember the first time that spark happened that you thought, oh, this is good?
I've always sung since I was like 5 or 6, but I didn't know anyone. I had anything special. When I was 17 and I auditioned for Beauty and the Beast and I got it, I was on the Isle of Wight in the middle of nowhere, and I got the job. And I think that's the first time. And my parents, they always said I was beautiful. They always said I was good at singing. But my dad always said, I'd be proud of you if you were a garbage collector. So I knew I was beautiful to them. I knew I could sing to them, and that I did. But to be honest, I'm aware I'm not built like a model. I was never the best dancer. There are good singers, but I'm good at singing, but there are better singers. I honestly don't, and I'm not being falsely humble, you know, with this. I actually honestly am grateful every day for the opportunities. And it hasn't just been, oh, she's a good singer. It's actually been so many people helping me along the way. I mean, this is a journey of faith. There's many times that I've walked away, like in physically walked away and gone, I'm going to believe what I want. I'm angry, you know, with different troubles I've had in my life. But you know how awesome it is that every single time you walk away, you realize there's nowhere else to run. And I always run back. I have been cold in my heart at times. And I know that the very second you make a decision in your heart and you speak with your mouth, I'm coming back. Yeah, he's waiting. There's so many times that I have made the wrong decision, but God is always waiting for me. And I know that I've got things in my life that have been such a blessing, like the jobs I've had and the opportunities I've had. And I've still made the wrong decisions. I've had troubles in my life, but I always keep running back. And I know that there's a bucket of unanswered questions in heaven waiting that I'm going to get answered. And I'm happy to have that now. I used to be like, those questions, those unanswered things used to really drive me crazy. But I'm like, you know, that's what faith is choosing to believe even if it doesn't look like things are going right.
I'm struck powerfully in our conversation already by your humility. How does that fit in with the world of show business? How does that fit in, for instance, when you declared the next best Mary Poppins to Julie Andrews?
Oh, that's true. I actually met her. She's lovely. She's everything you hope she'd be, which is great.
What a treat.
She really is like Julie Andrews, as you hope. I'm just aware of my failings, but I'm also aware of God's grace and how much he loves me.
And your gifts, though.
oh, yeah, I don't deserve anything, but I do because of him. Like, that's an amazing conundrum, isn't it? And being given all this light, you know, it's tough making mistakes in public, but I have to be even bigger aware of his grace for me.
Is there ever a time when you feel like, I just want to walk away from it all? At least for a while.
Yeah, all the time.
Okay.
There was a phase when I had that thought every single day. And even for a whole year, because of the trap, this life can be hard sometimes, even if you have Jesus. And the business can be hard. But, you know, everybody's got their difficulties. Everybody's got to do a job. Everyone has work to do. And eventually you grow up. And you have to face it.
And when did that happen?
All the time. Yeah. I'm now 31. I turned 32 yesterday.
Happy birthday for yesterday.
Thank you very much. And over the last 20 years, I would say, when I've been working, you go through good phases and bad phases. You go through bad seasons. And all of a sudden, you don't know that around the corner is a different season. And you think, I'm going to give up now. But if I had, I would have not realised that I was just about to break through into spring. And I know there's people listening that could have potentially be in that situation right now. And I've done, you know, I've gone through really tough seasons maybe 3 times in the last, like, really tough. But that's life, and you know, you come through onto the other side, and I just need to keep clinging on to what the truth is in those seasons. And sometimes you can't see it, but you do come through.
So what's next for Laura Michelle Kelly?
I don't know. Now I'm in a really good season again. I'm like, I'm really passionate about life, and I'm passionate about creating, and I'm finally happy to accept this is definitely what I love doing. And it's voluntary, and now I'm going to choose to voluntarily take on the tough challenges and face them. I was so scared for a long time to face some things, scared of being found out, you know, of not being good enough. You know, the silly things. And now I'm here celebrating Goddess. The movie's coming out. It's a good movie.
It's a really fun movie.
I got to be part of it. Magda Savansky's fantastic.
Isn't she great?
She's a great person too. And Ronan's in it. He's a super talented bloke, and he gets to play my husband in it. You know, there's always challenges in your conscience with this industry. You know, you have to really decipher, am I being religious here, or is this really what God wants for me? Because there's times when you have this debate in your mind, and each job is different. You know, you've really just got to remember that the Holy Spirit's in you, that God's walking with you, and that, you know, everywhere you go, and each thing, it might not look like a good idea, but it might be a God idea, and you don't know. You just have to really be in tune. That's the challenge, to be in tune to God when everything around you is screaming something, to be in tune. And I think the only times I've done really well in life is when I've made time just to read my Bible, to pray, and to really focus, what is God trying to tell me right now, and like just zone out everything else. And that's the challenge, to keep doing that when the busyness of life can take over and you suddenly find you're way off track. I'm happy to be here in Australia, and I'm going to always be coming back because I love it here.
Don't blame you. It's been such a treat to meet you and to speak with you.
Thoroughly
enjoyed our conversation. Thank you so much indeed for joining us.
Me too. Thank you so much for having me.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.